Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, kapal pesiar akan segera berlayar ke pantai Australia lagi dengan pemerintah federal mencabut larangan kapal pariwisata internasional mulai bulan April depan. Tetapi agen perjalanan khawatir perjuangan keuangan mereka masih jauh dari selesai dan para pakar ekowisata mengkhawatirkan dampaknya terhadap lingkungan. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Brooke Young untuk SBS News. John Fitzpatrick adalah operator pariwisata lokal di kota Bendigo di kawasan Victoria. Untuk bisnisnya, iTalk Travel and Cruise, 2 tahun terakhir telah menjadi perjuangan keuangan yang tidak pernah berakhir, dengan larangan nasional terhadap kapal pesiar mengambil 30-40% dari pendapatannya.
The last 2 years has been impossible. For the first 20 months of lockdown, which is almost 2 years, we were trading on 6% of turnover. Now we're slowly sneaking up. I've lost 2 of my staff members who had to leave. The only way we've been able to survive here is I've paid myself a wage 8 weeks out of the last 52.
Namun pemerintah federal mengumumkan pencabutan larangan selama 2 tahun yang diberlakukan karena pandemi COVID-19 mulai tanggal 17 April dan kapal pesiar akan kembali dapat datang ke perairan Australia. Pencabutan larangan itu disertai dengan langkah-langkah keamanan tambahan, termasuk penumpang yang divaksinasi ganda dan proses yang ditingkatkan sehubungan dengan COVID-19. John Hart, Ketua Eksekutif Kamar Pariwisata Australia, menyambut baik pengumuman itu. Ia mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa kapal pesiar memberikan kontribusi besar bagi industri pariwisata Australia.
It's about $5.2 billion and about 18,000 direct jobs. But it's not just that that's important. It's important that on embarkation we get all sorts of accommodation bookings, as we do bookings for restaurants, attractions, at all the ports of call. It's a massive contribution to our tourism ecosystem.
Namun Profesor Pariwisata dari University of Queensland Business School, Lisa Rohanen, mengatakan mungkin tidak ada manfaat yang signifikan bagi masyarakat lokal.
We often think that, you know, cruisers are coming to ports in Australia, but also other parts of the world and bringing thousands of visitors. But the reality is, those visitors are not really spending much in those local economies. They're staying on the boat, so they're not spending money on accommodation. They have many of their meals and things take place on the boat, on the ship itself, so they're not necessarily dining in restaurants and so on. And so if you're only on shore for a few hours, the economic impact is pretty minimal.
Ruhanen mengatakan bahwa kapal pesiar telah meninggalkan jejak karbon yang signifikan mereka sendiri.
I don't think it's a good news day for Australian waterways. We know that cruise ships have considerable environmental impacts through their waste, their fuel consumption, their carbon emissions. And so it's not really a very exciting day environmentally for Australia, the return of the cruises.
Di wilayah Northern Territory, industri pelayaran menghasilkan sekitar $60 juta pengeluaran tahunan sebelum pandemi. Menteri Pariwisata Natasha Files mengatakan kepada SBS bahwa kapal pesiar memungkinkan wisatawan untuk menjelajahi beberapa daerah yang paling terpencil di negara ini.
What we see in the Northern Territory is an opportunity to explore some of the most pristine waters in the world and see unique wildlife and, of course, engage with Aboriginal culture. And so it provides an opportunity to engage with tourists and teach them about the importance of protecting the environment as well as our history.
Namun, operator pariwisata lokal seperti Fitzpatrick mengatakan kembalinya kapal pesiar tidak akan menyebabkan peningkatan finansial dalam bisnis selama berbulan-bulan mendatang.
I think what the politicians don't understand and what the general public doesn't understand, when you sell a cruise to some of the travelling in March next year, we don't make that money till January. So I'm still sitting here earning very little, and that if they open the cruises up, the cruises start cruising in October, November, I still don't make that till August. So I've still got 5 or 6 months before I make any money.
Agen Perjalanan Australian Federation of Travel Agents mengharapkan sektor pelayaran akan berjalan kembali dengan kapasitas penuh pada tahun 2024. CEO dari agen perjalanan itu, Dean Long, mengatakan industrinya itu telah menderita di awal pandemi setelah terjadi kekisruan penanganan COVID-19 di kapal pesiar Ruby Princess.
I think one of the aspects of government that we need to really take stock of is Just because there's one bad experience, it doesn't mean that things should be closed and not spoken about reopening. But what we need to see and learn through this pandemic for future economic shocks, whether they be health or other circumstances related, is how do we have dialogues with government which seek to rebuild industries that are closed due to their decisions?
Ia menambahkan bahwa negara bagian dan teritori perlu mengikuti langkah pemerintah federal dan memperjelas keterbukaan mereka untuk mengizinkan kapal pesiar kembali masuk ke perairan Australia.
State governments also have the capacity to keep their borders closed to certain activities. And what we do need to see though is, and I think we're having some very good discussions on the Eastern Seaboard specifically, about having the health regulations right to allow cruise ships to come back. We do expect there to be cruising in June and July and in the second half of this year, and that's been from some really good discussions with state and territory health officials.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai kembalinya kapal pesiar ke perairan Australia yang disusun oleh Brooke Young untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.